Shalom, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and this is day 27 of our audio devotional. Today we are going to look at the Ruach coming upon us and dwelling with us and within us. We see in the Tanakh in different instances where the Ruach came upon men and women of Yah, and they would prophesy. They would be anointed to lead and to serve. Judges 6:34, so the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Gideon. Judges 11:29, now the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Jephthah. Numbers 11:23-29, that the Spirit of God rested upon 70 of the elders of Israel. He actually took some of the anointing from Moses and put that on the 70 elders, and they prophesied. 1 Samuel 10:10, when they came to the hill, behold, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him mightily, so he prophesied among them. This is regarding Saul. 1 Samuel 16:13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, regarding David, in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon David from that day forth. And Samuel rose and went to Ramah. So here we see when the Spirit of Adonai comes upon us, when the Spirit of Adonai came upon those in the Tanakh, it gave them strength, it gave them power, it gave them the anointing, the presence of Yahweh to do what God had called them to do. The Ruach of Yahweh wants to come upon us mightily today, as he did with the mighty men of valor of old. But we need to yield our will to his will. We need to open our lips and speak what he tells us to speak. Write what he tells us to write. Go where he tells us to go. In the Tanakh, the Spirit came upon his people. But today he wants his Ruach to dwell within his people. It is the Ruach that gives us revelation knowledge in the Word and reveals to us things to come. Where are the mighty men and women of Yah today who will be willing to go in the power of the Ruach? Let's look at Acts chapter 2. Here we see the Ruach infilling the believers. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. So here we see the Ruach coming upon them in the form of fire. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Now Jewish people were staying in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound came, the crowd gathered. They were bewildered because each was hearing them speaking in his own language. So here we see the Ruach giving them the supernatural ability to speak in the languages that they did not know. And others heard their languages speaking of the marvelous works of God. And they were amazed and astonished. All these are speaking, aren't they Galileans? How is it that we hear our own birth language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and those living in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya towards Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jewish people and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring in our own tongues the mighty deeds of Yahweh. And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to each, what does this mean? Others poked fun, saying, they are full of sweet wine. You know, it's funny that those that are filled with the Ruach and believe in speaking in tongues get criticized for walking in the supernatural. People resist the work of the Ruach HaKodesh in their lives. If you've been resisting the Ruach, you need to repent of that. We need that anointing. We need the infilling. We need the power of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. God is now not just coming upon us, but he is within us. That anointing is within us. And as we go out to minister, it is upon us. So we are actually enclosed outside and inside with the Ruach HaKodesh and his anointing. And it's so important to walk. We need that anointing. We need that inspiration. We need the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. Here we see in 2 Samuel 23:1 how the Ruach came upon King David to speak as a prophet. Now these were the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, declares, "The man who was raised on high declares, the anointed of God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds when the tender grass springs out of the earth, through sunshine after rain. Truly is not my house so with God, for he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things and secured. For all my salvation and all my desire will he not indeed make it grow. But the worthless, every one of them, will be thrust away like thorns, because they cannot be taken in hand. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and a shaft and a spear, and they will be completely burned with fire in their place." The Psalm of Thanksgiving, in which David praised the Lord for all the deliverances and benefits that he had experienced throughout the whole of his life, is followed by the prophetic will and testament of the great king, unfolding the importance of his rule in relation to the sacred history of the future. And while the psalm may be regarded as a great hallelujah with which David passed away from the stage of life, these last words contain divine seal of all that he has sung and prophesied in several psalms concerning the eternal dominion of his seed, on the strength of divine promise which he received through the prophet Nathan, that his throne would be established forever, 2 Samuel 7. These words are not merely a lyrical expansion of that promise, but a prophetic declaration uttered by David at the close of his life, and by divine inspiration concerning the true king and kingdom of God. The aged monarch, who was not generally endowed with the gift of prophecy, was moved by the Spirit of God at the close of his life, and beheld a just ruler in the fear of God, under whose reign blessing and salvation sprang up for the righteous, and all the wicked were overcome. The pledge of this eternal covenant which God had concluded with him, the heading, "These are the last words of David," serves to attach it to the preceding psalm of thanksgiving. We need the Ruach HaKodesh to operate in the spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:1 and following. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed by idols that cannot speak, and you were led astray. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Ruach Elohim says, 'Yeshua be cursed,' and no one can say, 'Yeshua is Lord,' except by the Ruach HaKodesh. Now there are various kinds of gifts, but the same Ruach. There are various kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are various kinds of working, but the same God who works all in all people. But to each person is given the manifestation of the Ruach for the benefit of all." So I've always said this, our gifts are not for us. Our gifts are to the benefit of others. "For to one is given through the Ruach a word of wisdom, another a word of knowledge, according to the same Ruach, to another faith by the same Ruach, to another gifts of healings by the one Ruach, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretations of tongues. But one and the same Ruach activates all these things, distributing to each person individually as he wills." We just need to be willing vessels to yield ourselves to the work of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. We need to be those vessels that God can use for his kingdom and his glory to minister to people and to bless them. Every day we need to ask the Ruach to come upon us so that we can walk in his spirit and not after the flesh. To walk in those gifts as needed when we are ministering to people, when we are in our congregations. Whatever God has called us to do, we desperately need those gifts. We need the anointing. We need his power, especially in the days that we are living in. We need one of the hardest things that people believe in, that is the gift of speaking in tongues. Why? Because they do not want to yield their tongue to the Ruach. And James says that the tongue is the hardest to tame. If we yield our tongue to the Ruach HaKodesh and allow his words to flow through our lips, then those words, even though we may not understand what we're praying, will bring forth life, will bring forth pure intercession. Why? Because we are praying in the perfect will of God. But it seems like we don't mind using our tongue for negative things. We don't mind using our tongue to criticize people. But why do we refuse to yield our tongue to the holy Ruach HaKodesh and the prayer language that the Father wants to give us, that we need to pray and intercede on behalf of others? Just some food for thought. Have we become dry because we have not sought a fresh anointing from the Ruach? Have we allowed the Ruach to come upon us mightily? When his anointing comes on us, are we quick to obey and speak his words boldly? Have we depended more on our own abilities rather than depending on the anointing of the Ruach in our life? Someone asked Derek Prince, why do we need to be refilled with the Spirit? And his answer was, because we leak. Have we doubted the words of the prophets? Do we study the words of these great men and women of Yahweh and believe these words will come to pass as Yahweh has spoken through their lips? Do we know the voice of the Ruach when he speaks to us, or have we shut him out of our life? Are our lips speaking his word to a lost and dying world? Again, we need to yield ourselves, yield our spirits. You know, the word says we are to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. When we yield ourselves to the Ruach, when we yield our tongue to the Ruach, when we yield our decisions to the Ruach, the negative things of the flesh will not be allowed to operate in upon our life. And yes, this takes discipline, because the flesh can be very hard at times to put down, but God has given us the ability to walk in the Spirit. Elvino Mokeno, our Father, our King, today we yield ourselves to the Ruach HaKodesh. We ask you to clothe us, anoint us with your Ruach. We ask you, Father, to use us in a mighty way. We yield ourselves to the gifts that are needed when we are ministering to people. Father, we know the voice of the Good Shepherd and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We ask you to refill us to overflowing with the Ruach HaKodesh, so that our lips will speak princely things, or that our lips will speak forth your word and not negative things that are contrary to your word. Father, we repent of every word that is coming out of our mouth that has been contrary to your will, contrary to your will for our life and the will for others. Father, we ask you to sanctify our lips, Father. Father, we need your anointing. We need the power of the Ruach. We ask you to clothe us inside and out with the precious Ruach HaKodesh, and may we not grieve him by disobedience or by doubt in your word. Thank you, Father, that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, this is another day that we can walk in the Ruach and serve you in Yeshua's name. Amen.